This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Gupta. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Melbourne, Australia yesterday on the second leg of his three-nation visit. He was warmly received by Australian Minister for Housing, Minister for Homelessness and Minister for Cities, Claire O'Neill, upon his arrival. The Prime Minister said this visit will add vigour to the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looked forward to the talks with his Australia counterpart, Anthony Albanese. The Prime Minister said that he will also have the opportunity to interact with the Indian diaspora, which is an important pillar of India-Australia partnership. During his visit, Mr. Modi will participate in the third India-Australia Annual Summit. He will also participate in the India-Australia CEOs Forum, where he will address a gathering of top business leaders from both countries. India has expressed deep concern over the recent attacks and escalation of tensions in West Asia. The External Affairs Ministry said that these developments risk undermining regional peace, security and stability. India has called upon all parties to exercise restraint, de-escalate tensions and ensure protection of civilians as well as the uninterrupted flow of energy supplies and commerce. New Delhi has urged the parties to return to dialogue and diplomacy to achieve a peaceful and lasting solution to the conflict. This comes after the U.S. carried out a new round of military strikes against Iran, targeting more than 80 sites. On the other hand, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps said it had responded to the strikes by targeting U.S. assets in neighboring countries as sirens went off in Bahrain and Kuwait. India and Myanmar have discussed bilateral security cooperation and reviewed progress under bilateral dialogue mechanism. The two-day 23rd national-level meeting between India and Myanmar concluded yesterday in New Delhi. Ministry of Home Affairs said that the two sides discussed cooperation in combating transnational crimes, including terrorism, insurgency, narcotics trafficking, arms smuggling, human trafficking, wildlife trafficking, cybercrime, and other forms of organized crime. They also agreed to enhance intelligence sharing and operational coordination and undertake capacity building initiatives to address shared security challenges effectively. The Indian Space Research Organization has successfully conducted a critical integrated main parachute airdrop test for the Gaganyaan missions at the Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment Drop Zone in Shiopur, Madhya Pradesh. ISRO said that the objective of the test was to qualify the main parachute for its structural integrity and design margins under the maximum expected load conditions in the first unscrewed Gaganyaan Jeevan mission. ISRO highlighted that this is the fifth test in a series of integrated main parachute airdrop tests to qualify the critical main parachute for the Gaganyaan mission. Indian Navy informed that its aerial vehicle Drishti 10 has crashed off Porbandar airfield during a training sortie yesterday. In a social media post, the Indian Navy said that no injury or loss of life has been reported. It said that the cause of the incident is being investigated. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released Advanced City Intimation Slip for CSIR UGC NET June 2026. The exam will be held on the 17th and 18th of this month. Students are advised to download their slip from their official website www.csirnet.nta.nic.in to know allotted exam city. Andhra Pradesh government yesterday provided ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each to the families of the six fishermen who went missing after their fishing boat sank off the Visakhapatnam coast. State Excise and Mines Minister Kolu Ravindra, along with District Collector Abhishek Kishore and Fisheries Commissioner Ram Shankar Nayak, handed over checks to the families at the Harbour Mechanized Boat Association building in Visakhapatnam. Now on to the sports. In tennis, Ukraine's Marta Kostyuk and Czech Republic's Linda Noskova have advanced to the women's single semifinals in Wimbledon. 12th seed Marta Kostyuk reached her first Wimbledon semifinal with a commanding 6-3, 6-2 win Italy's Jasmine Paolini on center court yesterday. 9th seed Linda Noskova booked her place in a maiden Wimbledon semifinal with a 6-3, 7-5 win over Belgium's Elise Mertens. And this is the end of this news bulletin.